Masechet Kelim, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. We mentioned there's a difference between a complete utensil that cracked and a broken utensil, a gistera, that cracked in terms of their tum'ah. A complete utensil that cracked is still subject to tum'ah as long as it could hold a half kav of dried figs. A gistera that cracks loses its ability to be tameh as soon as liquid can leak from the cracks. People don't usually hold on to broken pieces that broke more. Here we'll talk about how big of a break causes a utensil to be treated as a gistera as opposed to a complete utensil. Mishnah says, Ezehi gistera. What is a gistera? How much does a utensil have to break where it's no longer considered to be a normal utensil, but now it's considered to be a gistera? Any utensil that the handles have been removed, even though the utensil could still hold as much as it did before, it's considered to be broken because it can't be easily moved place to place. The fact that the utensil is broken, the handles are even broken, and the rest of it could still work, implies that if kal vachomer, if the utensil is of the container part itself is broken, then it would be considered a gistera. Now we'll talk about which parts of the broken earthenware utensil transmit tum'ah through airspace when talking about a gistera. The top of the barrel broke off and now there's jagged edges coming out of it. So the top is broken and it's all pointy on top. When the top of the barrel breaks, the edges usually are jagged, not straight. So the top of the barrel is not an even surface. It's all different levels to it. So we're focusing on the airspace here that surrounds this jagged rim, the part of the barrel below. Of course, things could become tamega by going into its airspace because there are no cracks or holes in that. Here we're talking about the top of the barrel, and there's an uneven top because it's jagged, because things broke off. How do we treat that? Kol ha-mekabel ima bazetim. Any part of the area that could hold olives of this jagged spot on top, the points, the cracks, any part that could hold olives because the gaps between the pieces are too small to let an olive through, metameh b'maga, ukenegdo metameh ba'avir. It transmits tum'ah through contact to food that touches it. And the space opposite this part, the space enclosed by the jagged pieces that could hold olives, also transmit tum'ah through airspace to food that enters that spot. The jagged area could hold olives, that could still hold olives, is still considered to be part of the container of the barrel. So therefore, if the barrel's tameh, the jagged area makes anything that touches it tameh as well. And then if it could hold olives as well, like we said, the airspace as well would make things tameh. Because she'eno mekabeli mamazetim, metameh b'maga, ve'en kenegdo metameh ba'avir. But any part of the jagged area that cannot hold on to olives because the gaps between the pieces are too large where olives will fall through, they still transmit tum'ah by contact to food that touches it, but the space enclosed by these pieces would not transmit tum'ah through its airspace. The part cannot hold on to olives, therefore on some level it's not considered to be part of the barrel, and therefore cannot transmit tum'ah through airspace. But it's still part of the barrel in some capacity, where it's still like a handle, it's like a yad to the barrel, and therefore it would transmit tum'ah by being touched. Now we'll talk about the same rules when it comes to a broken utensil that can't be used in its normal upright position, but only while lying down on its side. Hayita muta al sida kemin katedra. If the broken barrel was resting on its side, like a katedra, which is a seat that has a enclosure on three sides and open in the front, and the jagged area of the break was facing upward. So let's picture the barrel here one more time. It's upright. The side of the barrel is broken. It's all jagged. Now, in order to allow this to become a container for something, I have to put it on its side. So now the jagged area is facing upward. So we say the halakha is as follows. Any part of the area, the jagged area, points that could hold olives, they transmit tum'ah through contact and the airspace, the enclosed airspace, transmits tumah as well if it's a part that can hold olives. But the area that cannot hold olives, if it's too open over there, there's not enough space between two of the sharp edges, they transmit tumah only through direct contact, but not through tumah, through the airspace. Since the part of the broken half of the barrel cannot hold olives over here, it's not considered to be part of the container, and therefore cannot transmit tumah through the airspace. But we do consider the jagged pieces to be like a yad, to be like a handle to the broken half of the barrel, and therefore the handle of the earthenware barrel would usually transmit tumah to things that touch it. So therefore, it still would transmit tumah to things that touch it. In Mishnah Aleph, we learned that a gistera only becomes tameh if it could stand on its own without being supported by something else. Now we'll talk about the exceptions to that rule. Shulei kurfayot, the pointed bottom of a utensil from a place, kurfayot. Veshulei kosima sidoniim, and pointed bottoms of sidon, name of a place, kosim. These utensils are pointed and meant to be held by something else. So the normal way the utensil is it's held by something else. The kurfi utensils, they don't have a flat bottom. They have a pointy one, which is placed into a, like a cup, that keeps it from falling. And the one from Sidon is a type of pot that has a pointy bottom. The pot is placed in a tripod over a fire to hold it while it's cooking. So these utensils, we're going to say, are able to become tameh, even though they can't stand on their own, because they're made with something that's usually supported by something else. It's the normal way that it normally functions. Even though they can't stand without being supported by something else, they are able to become tameh because they were originally made to be used in this way by being supported, and therefore, even though they're now only a gistera, they still can become tameh in this way.